Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay, and I'm telling you guys, we are going to have yet another great show today. It's been a while since we've been back, y'all, but we got a lot of things we need to talk about. We got some transitions that we're going to be doing when it comes to the show. There's all sorts of things that I want to get out and open, that is, to you guys, the listeners. We were going to have another Independent Artist Festival, but we're going to talk a little bit about that. And what's going on with the Independent Arts Festival? We always have some shakeups when it comes to these festivals. And I don't understand that. But you know what? The show will go on as it always does. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, we're also going to open the phone lines up. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what's going on in your community. I'm going to tell you what I want to see go on in my community, and we're going to see if we can't put that together and we both come up to some serious, serious solutions for advancement and success in our communities, because that's what it's all about. We have to be able to come together and really make sure that what we're doing is working. What we're doing is effective. What we're doing, we're looking out for the future of our young people. That's the only way. It's the only way that we are going to be able to make this happen. And this is the only way we're going to be able to be successful, is if we work together. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Also, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about where I want the show to go. The show is getting ready to go places, and I think that you guys are going to be thoroughly, thoroughly happy with where we end up. Number to call, 347-945-7405. You guys are deaf. I mean, deaf. Live. Today. Deaf.
Falling off, I push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory. It ain't about the fame and the glory, but the
struggle to stay on top. Takes muscle, hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5. My life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat. No time for friends that wanna think and become foes. I roll solo down the yellow brick road. The sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away. I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they took them in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the grim reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a little.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
had. From your own chateau, places you'll go, then we'll have some children. Never once will I intend to ever make you sad. This is what I do, baby. Wanna raise a family with
my girl. My world was so meant to be. I want you for my queen. Your love, it's needed your touch. After all, I choose to fall for my beautiful, beautiful voice.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact Health Consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Sandra Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
This show number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Before we left and went on break, guys, I did say that there are some changes to the Independent Artist Festival this year. As you guys know who are living in the Gastonia area, you know that Zoe's has actually left and they are no longer in Gastonia. You know, we had the Independent Artist Festival there last year. And they are no longer there, which is such a bad situation in the Gastonian community. We'll talk about that in a little bit. They don't support anything that's going on in the communities. That's good for the communities. And Zoe was definitely good for the community. So I was glad that we were able to have our last Independent Artist Festival there. It was really, really great. And I'm going to miss that place. But we're looking to have this year's Independent Artist Festival somewhere a little higher upscale than what we had it last year. But, you know, there's still some things we got to work out. So our hopes are that we will be having it at the Luray Mills down in Gastonia, which is a really nice area. And I think it would be perfect for the Independent Artist Festival. And I got some surprises this year. Things work out that for some people who's going to be performing at the Independent Artist Festival. It's going to happen. Might not happen as soon as I wanted it to, but it will happen. Now, which brings me to another situation. We got so many things going on in our communities right now. And one of my major things that I love to bring to the forefront is we done a show a couple of weeks ago about, is it our teachers or is it the schools that are failing our young people? Well, I had some people come on and they said that is not, that is the parenting. The parenting is we're not whooping our kids enough is what they're saying. And, you know, and to a certain extent, I agree with that, but there's some things going on that we really need to be cognizant about. When it comes to our young people and schools that they're going to. You guys, there's a lot of people that have hidden agendas when it comes to school and where your children will go. Now, I know you guys have heard me talk about this on the show a lot, and we have the wrong people in place when it comes to what's going on with our decision-making for our school system. Some of the idiots we got in the cabinet now, I mean, they're Class A idiots. And there's a problem that we're facing that a lot of you really don't realize. If the Department of Education is taken away and it's awarded back to the state, do you guys know that there is a super chance that we will be looking at some bad days when it comes to our schools? Our children in the community, they'll get the bad schools. They'll get a school, but it'll be a bad school. And kids that live in the more productive or rich communities will get the better schools with the better teachers. I know a lot of you are saying, well, hey, that's happening now. It is. So why do we let it happen? That's the problem. We continue to let things happen, and we don't make a move until it's too late. Yeah, it's too late to complain about who's in office now. I don't like it just as much as anybody else that have problems. But what we need to do is prepare for the next go-around so that we don't be sitting around the water cooler talking about shoulda, coulda, and woulda. If we don't get ourselves, and I'm going to talk to the Black community now. If we don't get ourselves together, we're going to be obsolete. We're going to be on the endangered. We're already on the endangered list. We're going to be obsolete if we don't get ourselves together. Quit running around here thinking about what's going on with your neighbor or your homeboy that you don't have, that they have. Start asking each other, how do you get to a certain level in your expertise in whatever it is that you do? If you know somebody that's doing the same thing, help them. Why hide things that are beneficial to someone else's growth? I don't understand that. And in the Black community, we have been doing that to each other forever. It's a learned behavior that we should have never learned. At some point in time, we need to bring it back to where it used to be. And I know you guys, if you're my age, I know you can remember there's times where you would walk around in your community. You probably knew the local policeman or captain or whatever the case be that was in your area. He probably knew you by name, knew all of you by name, knew your parents, and would sit and talk to you. We don't have that now. That's a reality. We don't have that now. But we can get back to that. The only way we're going to get back to that, though, is we start using or utilizing our God-given talents. We're not as dumb as we're portraying ourselves to be. We got to get off this he trying to be better than me, she trying to be better than me, and not helping one another. I see every race of people helping one another except for the Black community, and I don't understand that. And it trickles down to our schools. We got to become more involved in our schools, people. This goes across the board. Do you guys know how many things go on in the school systems that you do not know of because you are not active within your child's educational journey? If you knew the things that went on, I promise you, you would be at the schools a lot more. You would be digging and finding out, is this the best type of education that I can get my child? If you're getting public education, it's free. Go ahead and get the best education that you can get your child. They're going to need it. There's more adults right now going to college now than any other time in history. And it's because we have realized that we prophetically need it. We need it. There's going to be a time, guys, I'm telling you, there's going to be a time where you cannot get a job at McDonald's without a bachelor's. Are we wanting to set our children up for that? That's failure. I'm not a part of that. I want to be a part of the knowledge and discipline portion. I don't want to be a part of the failing our children. And I'm telling y'all, if we don't get it together, they will fail. They will fail. We're going to talk a little religion in a minute, guys. It's something I want to play for you, and I want to get your opinion on it. it's going to rub some people the wrong way, but it's okay. This forum is open, and you know, I'm not judgmental, and I will not allow anybody to be judgmental towards anybody else while they're on this show. But I want to play this because religion right now is getting ready to take a stage that you have not seen like no other. One of the few things that rule the world is religion. And I'm telling you, we really have to do some overhauling right now because we're so confused when it comes to all aspects of religion, all types of religion. 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Ancestrais, me vi de perto, nu como um deserto, errante navegante no mar sem fim. Foi quando vi ela ancorar no cais. Do meu olhar, ela é a expressão da paz. É ardentia, pura simetria. Minha deusa Vênus.
Thinking of you. happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate, uneducated,
people are rising up.
Negative characteristics you can think of,
wherever they are, the
teachings of the
Honorable
Muhammad. And
whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi, Kenya, Prague, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
or
Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, I'm going to jump all over the place right quick. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about. One is the fact that we have no idea what's going on in our school systems. And this is nationwide. We're not paying enough attention to the decisions that are being made by the people that we are putting in the place to make those decisions, that have turned their back on us and continue to make bad choices for our children, and we continue to stay quiet. You know, I had someone tell me that is not affiliated with the school system, but they're an outsider looking in. And they told me, they said, you know, I wish there was some way that every teacher that is involved with some of these children could come together and could show the world what their daily lives are like inside of a classroom, especially a classroom that's at a poor school, led by poor leadership, with poor ideology, with poor emotions about what goes on when it comes to the success of our children. I added that in there. And I looked at him and I said, you know, I said, I wonder if it will make a difference. I wonder if people will realize that there are some problems within our school systems that are not being addressed. These problems ranges from race to religious to ethical to moral to empathy to sympathy. Sound morals. Educational prowess. It goes on and on. These are problems. And I've seen these problems firsthand. And the reason I'm so strung on trying to get our children the best education possible is because that's what we should want as parents. That's what we should want as people who are passing the torch to young people who really got it but don't know they have it. See, because we have done our young people a huge injustice. Or I ain't going to say injustice, I'll say disservice. We have done a huge disservice to our young people. They are the way they are right now because of us. I know a lot of you like, Jay, you lost your daggone mind. No, I haven't lost my mind. They are the way they are because of us. We allowed them to walk around with their pants sagging. We allowed them to put their feet up on our furniture and say, nah, it don't matter. No, yes, sir. No, yes, ma'am. We've allowed that. We've allowed them to come in at 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. We've allowed them to continue to not show up in school or make bad grades or show up at your house with a D. And you say, well, as long as you're passing, we've allowed that. And we continue to allow that to this day. And you know what? We reward them by giving them cell phones, new Jordan sneakers, new True Religion jeans, or whatever kind of daggum jeans they're wearing now. We reward them with that. And we continue to reward them for bad behavior. But then when they get home and they do something or they're out in public, they do something to embarrass us and we try to correct them and they tell us to shut up, we look at them like they're crazy. And the first thing I hear is, oh, that's what's wrong with y'all's generation now. You'll never be that because you have no respect for your elders. Well, guess what? We've done this. We created this. But it's not too late to start changing it. Because I don't care how far gone you think your child is or that child that you're talking to, I promise you, they will always look at the adult for a leadership and example. They might not admit it, but they're going to follow your lead. I promise. What we have to do is we have to start leading better. We have to start leading better because we're not. We want to pop our collars when our children make good grades and this, that, and the other. But you know what? Half of the time, it's not because they have great parents. It's because the children, who are very diverse in their approach right now, who are actually getting it, understands how important education is. They understand how important knowing who God is. They understand how important it is to have camaraderie between each other. They understand this. And if they understand this, why don't we embrace it a little more as adults? You know why? Because we don't understand it. We say we understand it. We take off Dr. King's holiday. We acknowledge Malcolm X, Harriet Tubman, Medgar Evers. We acknowledge them. But we're not really paying attention to their message and what they lived and died for. Because if we were, we would be willing to spend more money with each other. We'd be willing to give each other more opportunities for our communities to grow. We would be more willing to stand up and speak out against neighborhood violence and drugs and prostitution and high school dropout at a high level. It's not as high as it used to be, but it was at a high level. There's still teenage pregnancy at a high rate. We would be willing to speak out against those things. But what do? We pass it off to the music that they listen to, which I will say the music is bad. But I remember growing up listening to the older folks talk to me and some of my partners sitting around. I mean, and they gave us jewel after jewel after jewel after jewel. And I will say the music does play a part because in my era, I grew up to conscious music, Public Enemy, KRS-One, Rakim, and on a good day, LL Cool J. I probably shouldn't even add to him, huh? But I tell you what, the music was so conscious. Oh, and I can't forget Poor Righteous Teachers. So conscious that it raised our level of consciousness up, and we knew what we were faced with. But in today's world of music, I have no words for it. Mumble rap. You sitting there bobbing your head, they mumbling. Out of it is when they say something about smoking weed or selling drugs or doing this, that, and the other to a female. And the females are getting worse because they talking about stuff to males and other females. It's crazy. But that's the stuff we go out and buy our young people. We buy them video games that glamorize shooting people. Calling females out of their name. Robbing people. Running from the police. We glorify those things. And we buy them for our young people. We want to ask ourselves, what's wrong with them? Where's the problem? If we don't fix it, it's going to get worse, guys. Well, I won't say that, because I do have faith in our young people, and I do know that our young people have learned from our mistakes, some of them. But some of them has gravitated to a life that I wouldn't imagine or I wouldn't want on my worst enemy. It's scary what some of our young people think the future holds for them. One thing I think that Facebook has done, which I applaud them for it, is they're looking to take the negative videos off of Facebook. You know, it could be any day. A couple of years ago, last year, you could go on Facebook and you could see all types of fights and violence and ridiculousness. But you can't see that now. They're starting to get that off of Facebook, which is a great thing, because this is not what it was used for, what it was created for. We got to get it together. Now, I said I was going to jump 15 different places. So before the break, I said something about religion, about how religion is one of the most powerful entities other than music and other things in the world as we know it. It's very powerful. And to not have an understanding of your path to God is very interesting to me, because those type of people always have something to say about the one who know God. And I don't understand that. If you are seeking God, whatever you may be, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, Hindu, Jewish, whatever, I don't care. I am one of these people. I don't care what your path to God is, even if you don't have a path. I don't care. That's your business. But I know what my path is. I know what my spirit has done for me and my family. But that doesn't mean you're wrong. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that, because people pray and praise in different ways. In different ways. You know, you can say I love you in almost a million different languages, but it still means the same thing. I love you. I don't care how many different ways you say it. You can say hello in different languages, but it means the same thing. Hello. So your approach to God is your approach. But I want to play this clip for you guys, and it's very interesting. It's interesting. I'm gonna give you the information, then we'll go from there. I ain't trying to tell you I'm right. I ain't trying to tell you it's wrong. All I'm giving you is the information that you can actually take what you want to from it. So we're gonna play a little bit of this, and then we'll take a commercial. We'll come back and talk about it. All right.
This baby in a basket story was lifted directly from the myth of Sargon of Akkad of around 2250 BC. Sargon was born, placed in a reed basket in order to avoid infanticide, and set adrift in a river. He was in turn rescued and raised by Aki, a royal midwife. Furthermore, Moses is known as the lawgiver, the giver of the Ten Commandments, the Mosaic Law. However, the idea of a law being passed from God to a prophet up on a mountain is also a very old motif. Moses is just another lawgiver in a long line of lawgivers in mythological history. In India, Manu was the great lawgiver. In Crete, Minos ascended Mount Dicta, where Zeus gave him the sacred laws. While in Egypt, there was Mises, who carried stone tablets, and upon them the laws of God were written. Manu, Minos, Mises, Moses. And as far as the Ten Commandments, they are taken outright from spell 125 in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. What the Book of the Dead phrased, I have not stolen, became thou shall not steal. I have not killed, became thou shall not kill. I have not told lies, became thou shall not bear false witness, and so forth. In fact, the Egyptian religion is likely the primary foundational basis for the Judeo-Christian theology. Baptism, afterlife, final judgment, virgin birth, death and resurrection, crucifixion, the Ark of the Covenant, circumcision, saviors, Holy Communion, Great Flood, Easter, Christmas, Passover, and many, many more are all attributes of Egyptian ideas long predating Christianity and Judaism. Justin Martyr, one of the first Christian historians and defenders, wrote, "When we say that he, Jesus Christ, our teacher, was produced without sexual union, was crucified and died and rose again and ascended into heaven, we propound nothing different from what you believe regarding those who you esteem sons of Jupiter." In a different writing, Justin Martyr said, "He was born of a virgin. Accept this in common with what you believe of Perseus." It's obvious that Justin and other early Christians knew how similar Christianity was to the pagan religions. However, Justin had a solution. As far as he was concerned, the devil did it. The devil had the foresight to come before Christ and create his characteristics in the pagan world.
Fundamentalist Christianity, fascinating. These people actually believe the world is 12,000 years old. Swear to God. I actually asked one of these guys, okay, dinosaur fossils. He says, "Dinosaur fossils? God put those here to test our faith." I think God put you here to test my faith, dude.
The Bible is nothing more than an astrotheological literary hybrid, just like nearly all religious myths before it. In fact, the aspect of transference of one character's attributes to a new character can be found within the book itself. In the Old Testament, there is the story of Joseph. Joseph was a prototype for Jesus. Joseph was born of a miracle birth. Jesus was born of a miracle birth. Joseph was of 12 brothers. Jesus had 12 disciples. Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver. Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver. Brother Judah suggests the sale of Joseph. Disciple Judas suggests the sale of Jesus. Joseph began his work at the age of 30. Jesus began his work at the age of 30. The parallels go on and on. Furthermore, is there any non-biblical historical evidence of any person living with the name Jesus, the son of Mary, who traveled about with 12 followers, healing people and the like? There are numerous historians who lived in and around the Mediterranean, either during or soon after the assumed life of Jesus. How many of these historians document this figure? Not one. However, to be fair, that doesn't mean defenders of the historical Jesus haven't claimed the contrary. Four historians are typically referenced to justify Jesus' existence. Pliny the Younger, Suetonius, and Tacitus are the first three. Each one of their entries consists of only a few sentences at best, and only referred to Christus or the Christ, which in fact is not a name but a title. It means the Anointed One. The fourth source is Josephus, and this source has been proven to be a forgery for hundreds of years. Sadly, it is still cited as truth.
Now, I'm going to stop that right there. I'm going to let that sink in. I'm going to play more on tomorrow's show, but I'm going to let that sink in a little bit. That's just a little taste of how people think, and somebody has went through and have taken the time to try to contrast and compare these religious knowledgeable facts, that is. But for the record, I just give you the information and I want you to process that. But I believe Jesus was real. So all that other stuff that he was talking in that video or that clip is just what it is, information. But there is some eerie facts that he brought to the forefront. And I did the research. I did the research on most of it. And what he says is what I come up with. But, you know, we don't know what we have been taught and told all our lives. Now, I'm saying all this to get back to the point that I originally made. That is enough to divide a whole community. Very powerful. Religion is very, very powerful. And I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but what I am saying is it was created not to fight one another with. You mean to tell me that Moses, Abraham, Muhammad, and Jesus all brought their message from God so that we can combat one another and fight one another and be against one another? Nah. You can tell that to somebody else. I don't believe that. But society has shown us and has taught us and is trying to program our children to think that way. But this is where it gets very young people. They're so diverse in their approach till it's absolutely unreal. You don't believe me? You talk to a 10th, 11th, or 12th grader at any high school right now. They're very diverse in the way they look at each other. They're very diverse in the way that they treat one another. They're very diverse in the way that they speak up for one another. Case in point, look at the kids that graduated Notre Dame and got up and walked out. I was amazed that they done that. I was amazed that they had, as you say, the kahunas to the kahunas to get up and demonstrate their disgust in the choice of speaker. I'm telling you, our young people are more advanced in their thought process than we give credit for. But yet they have so much to learn and so much to shake in order to use every right now. We can learn a lot from our young people, which is so backwards. We shouldn't be learning from them. They should be learning from us. They should be absorbing from us. But what they are absorbing from us is negativity. We got to change our way of thinking, guys. We got to change the way we treat one another. We got to change the way we speak to one another. We have to teach our young people that marriage is sacred. We have to teach our young people that it's not lame to be married 20, 30, 40, 50 years. We got to teach our young people to choose better partners. We have to teach our young people to choose careers that are going to make them successful, not careers that's going to pay them a lot. Because I'm telling you, if you got a job that pays you a lot and you're not really successful, unless you think a lot of money is success, because it's not, then you're going to be miserable. Man, we need to teach our young people that it's not all about that, because it's not. We have a lot that we need to do, and we have a lot that we need to teach our young people in order for them to make it to the next level. I'm very optimistic about them. And I want to give them all the help that they need. Because my children are a part of that generation that's going to finish this for us. And I promise you, if we give them the knowledge and discipline that they need and that they crave, and which is going to make them successful, that's all it's going to do. And yes, there is a time for spirituality. Yes, we should know who our creator is. We should keep our creator in the forefront, whoever that may be. I'm not going to tell you who your creator is. You know who you got your personal relationship with God. And that's what we should teach our young people, is that they have their personal relationship with God. You don't have to go out here and blab it out to everybody. Because you know what God has done for you. Whatever you believe in. I promise you guys, it's going to get better, but we've got to make it better. We have to pull the strings and start holding the people who make the decisions for our young people accountable. You know, you got people where they should bring prayer back in school. Okay, they bring prayer back in school. What's that going to do? They should have never took it out of school. Okay, so what is it going to do when they put it back in school? Is it going to give your kids some A's? That's the case. You can pray before you go to school. You can pray to yourself at school. See, we pick the wrong things to fight about. Ridiculous. We pick the wrong things to fight about. And the things that's going on with our young people, like just passing them along through grades so they can get rid of them if they're a troublemaker or if they don't want to deal with them, or letting them have low reading scores, that's acceptable. That's acceptable now. And I see it every year. It's acceptable. Oh, we'll get it. We'll get it next year. We'll raise it next year. And not a parent in sight. Parents, we have to start saying that's not acceptable. You're going to fix it this year. At the beginning of the year, parents, you got to hold them accountable. Stop treating school like it's a daycare. It's not. It's an institution where your child should be raising their level of consciousness and knowledge. You should be able to tell that your children are learning something. We have to quit. We have to quit with thinking it's a fashion show. It's not a fashion show. I could care. You know what? I've seen so many kids have on Jordans making straight F's. And I see those kids that have on Walmart shoes and they coming in there and they are making A's and B's and going unnoticed. They're the lame ones. Even our young teachers that are getting hired now, they're not cutting it. Start demanding for our teachers to be able to teach for exams and leave this end of grade testing crap alone. You know, I'm gonna step off my soapbox now because it's starting to get a little bit political. It's all money driven. And we're going to have to start standing up and saying something about it. Number to call 347-957-405. Guys, definitely you need to think about this. You need to think about it, and we need to make some changes. 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay. Show number to call 347-945-7405. Guys, we don't have a lot time left, that is, in today's show. But just know, June 7th, the show is going to a whole nother level, and I promise you it's going to be something that you like. And also, there is going to be the shows are going to be a little bit longer. We're going to be doing two-hour shows. So I can't wait for that. I got a lot of great guests that I got lined up coming on the show. Some very influential people, some people that you've seen on TV, some people that you might not have seen on TV, but there's going to be a lot of guests on the show, and we are going to really get down and dirty with what's going on in our communities and why we can't get it fixed. I want our communities to be the cornerstones of the nation, and that's where it needs to stand. We need to bring it back to our communities, and we need to start uplifting our young people and helping our young people. They need us right now. They need us, and we need each other. So, in saying that, I'd like to thank everyone who checked out the show. Thank you guys for continuing to support me. I know it gets hard. And let me say real quick, we need to get some of our local people, hint, hint, on our local stations in our area. We need for you guys, and I'm talking me, we need for you guys to call these stations and do and demand that they bring shows like Live in the Day with Jay on there, some other shows that's going on in the community also, but I'm speaking for me right now. I need for you guys to call these local stations and say, look, this is what we need. This is what we want. If you want us to continue listening to your station, you need to bring these people on the air there, which I'm going to be there anyway, but I need your help to get me there a little bit faster. So that's what I need. Thank you guys for continuing to check out the show. Thank you for giving me the support that I need and that I want. And I know that you guys will always continue to give me, because without you, I would not have this show. And I promise you that it means a whole lot when you guys follow the show and give me feedback and continue to show love and support. So, in saying that, I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. Make sure that you check out the show tomorrow, because it's going to be Free Fall Friday. We got a lot going on. I am going to unleash some people on you guys here in the phone
open phone interview that is. So, I bid each and every one of you, I love you guys. I will see you tomorrow. You have been live. Okay. Peace.